And now, back to the adventure.
Richard Shear shows us around.
I'd like to find a place maybe where we can sit down and get to wine business of yours. You started to tell me about the wine business and how it's grown into not just a national but international business. How did you get into that?
I began work at another local party store while I was in college here back in the early 60s, and the wine business was just becoming interesting then. The market was reawakening. American market was never substantial.
Shows us around. What store where Dick shows us around?
Well, we're a general store for the campus area, the largest grocer on campus, and we try to sell a little bit of everything. You're looking at candy and cookies and sweets and goodies.
And Dick shows us around.
Well, we're a general store for the campus area, the largest grocer on campus, and we try to sell a little bit of everything. You're looking at candy and cookies and sweets and goodies. In fact, some people call it the kids' candy store. And we try to sell a little bit of everything. You're looking at candy and cookies and sweets and goodies.
The campus
candy,
area,
the largest grocer on campus.
And goodies.
In fact, some people call it the kids'
try to sell a little
store.
Bit of everything.
Candy and
you're looking at
and sweets
candy
and goodies.
And cookies.
In fact, some people call it the goodies. Some people call it
the college
candy store.
Well, it has a flavor of the old-fashioned general store about it.
Well, I think so, yeah. It's everything but the Cracker Barrel, the Cider Barrel.
Well, there isn't room for it.
The cash grocer on campus.
Well, there isn't room for it.
Here's our freshness aisle here. Here's our, matter of fact, freshness aisle here.
Well, there isn't room for it.
Yeah, freshness aisle here with proud of the produce. It's one of the best in the city.
You find a place maybe where we can sit down and get to learn a little more about that whole wine business of yours. Find a place maybe where we can sit down and get to learn a little more about that whole wine business of yours.
And he speaks as well. As I said, wine is a big part of the business.
We send our wine catalogs out to 44 states. Sunday school, we're in a Boy Scout troop, so
it helps out very much. How much would one of those auctions bring in?
But he's not snobbish about it. He says he has two criteria about the wine. One, that it's good, and two, that it sells.
They'll bring in, they'll gross $80,000 or more.
Rich, not snobbish about it. He says he has two criteria about the wine. One, that it's good, and two, that it sells.
They'll bring in, they'll gross $80,000 or more.
It's a good tourist attraction, too.
And Dick makes himself and his wine expertise available for charity, too.
Yeah, I do support the large charity.
Yeah.